KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning with occasional scattered light snow or flurries. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Iowa news, Republicans in the Iowa House have passed a bill that would force any Iowa city or county with gun restrictions in a government-owned building to screen people at entrances and have an armed guard inside. Representative Stephen Holt, a Republican from Denison, said it will help to ensure Iowans have the right to self-defense.
It is also about the health and safety of our children and our families. It is about my right as a parent to be prepared to defend my wife and my children, my family.
The bill would override opinions from the state's attorney general in 2003 and 2010 that indicated cities and counties could pass resolutions that create gun-free zones.
I have never understood why someone believes that a gun-free zone will make them safer. In reality, a gun-free zone without screening and security will never stop a sick individual from killing innocent people. It will stop the law-abiding citizen from carrying protection.
Representative Mary Gaskell, a Democrat from Ottumwa, suggested that if the bill becomes law, Iowans with a permit will be able to carry guns in most any city or county-owned building in the state.
With the addition of metal detectors and armed security, few entities in this state are flush with cash to pay for these measures.
Representative Beth Wessel-Kroschel, a Democrat from Ames, said it would cost more than $400,000 to staff metal detectors and have armed security at the Story County Courthouse.
This is an irresponsible use of taxpayer dollars. The constitutional right to own a firearm comes with important responsibilities regarding community safety, and therefore it must come with conditions.
Supporters of the bill say Iowa gun owners should not have to navigate a labyrinth of different ordinances. The bill also forbids cities and counties from trying to ban gun modifications or from establishing restrictive zoning aimed at gun shooting ranges. The House passed the bill on a 52-44 vote as dozens of gun right activists sat in the gallery watching the debate. One person suffered what were described as suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries during a collision Wednesday morning near Lorimore. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a 2015 cargo van driven by 25-year-old Dallas Dorian of Grimes was traveling south on Warbler Avenue or County Road P54 at around 9:23 a.m. Wednesday. At the same time, a 2013 Buick LaCrosse SUV was traveling north. The vehicles met at the crest of a hill and sideswiped each other. The van broke an axle and came to rest on the road while the SUV entered the east ditch. The driver of that vehicle, 80-year-old Doreen Bowman of Thayer, suffered minor injuries and was transported by private vehicle to Madison County. There were no charges filed. Creston police this morning said a Creston man has reported that the lock on his storage unit had been cut off. The man told authorities it appears no items were missing or damaged, though, at the time of his report. The Cass County Auditor's Office reminds persons interested in filing nomination papers in advance of the June 2nd, 2020 primary election that those papers may be filed beginning Monday, March the 2nd. The last day to file is March 25th. Nomination papers may be circulated prior to the first date for filing as well as during the filing period. Nomination papers and candidate information are available at the Office of the County Auditor and from the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.iowa.gov. The county positions to appear on the Cass County ballot for the 2020 primary election in June are attorney, auditor, sheriff, District 1, District 4, and District 5 supervisor positions. Number of signatures required for a person's name to appear on the ballot include supervisor District 1, 14 for Republicans, 6 for Democrats. Supervisor District 4, 18 Republicans, 7 Democrat. Supervisor District 5, 16 Republican, 9 Democrat. Attorney, auditor, and sheriff, 77 Republican signatures and 38 Democrats. If you need additional information, just contact the Cass County Auditor's Office at 712-243-4570. The American Red Cross is urging you to join their life-saving mission by giving blood or platelets this March in celebration of Red Cross Month. Donors of all blood types, especially type O, are urgently needed to help ensure that more blood is available for patients this spring. You can make your appointment now by downloading the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or enabling the blood donor skill on any Alexa Echo device. Here are some upcoming blood donation opportunities from March 1st through the 15th. Cass County has an opportunity for you on March 12th in Atlantic from noon until 6 p.m. at the YMCA, and in Griswold on March the 6th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Griswold High School. In Mills County, there's a opportunity to donate blood on March the 10th in Glenwood from 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glenwood High School. In Clarinda and Page County on March the 10th also from 10:30 until a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And there are several events that are likely or possible, that is, in Pottawatomie County for you to attend, including one in Oakland on March the 3rd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Oakland Riverside High School. And in Creston, which is down in Union County, on March 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Creston High School. Warren County supervisors have approved construction of the long-sought Justice Center in Indianola. Yesterday, the board backed a trimmed-down plan for the $30 million-plus project. Construction is expected to begin this summer with a goal of completion in the next 18 to 19 months. The plan includes an 88-bed jail. Voters had approved $29.9 million for the project in 2018, but the bids came in more than $7 million higher. A referendum let the county borrow an additional $3.5 million for the project. That gained support from nearly 56% of the voters, but the referendum required approval from 60%. Sheriff's deputies in an eastern Iowa county say they've filed a complaint with the state's attorney oversight office about the county's top prosecutor. They say Cedar County Attorney Jeff Renander is too lenient on defendants and has made inappropriate comments to sex crime victims. All 13 Cedar County deputies shared with the county board a February 20th letter expressing no confidence in Renander. He's declined to comment about the allegations. The deputies' letter cited comments heard by officers that Renander recently made to the victim in a sexual abuse case, essentially blaming the woman for her assault. Well, the Glenwood Police Department yesterday reported that two men had been arrested Thursday. 39-year-old Brett Brewer of Blanchard, Oklahoma, was arrested for false identification, theft in the fifth degree, and forgery. He was taken into custody on numerous warrants from different counties and states as well. Brewer's cash or total security bond was set at $28,300. And 30-year-old Jordan Henze of Glenwood was arrested Thursday for OWI first offense. He later posted a $1,000 bond and was released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said that 30-year-old Daniela Patricia Simmons of Sydney was arrested Wednesday morning at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for theft in the second degree. Simmons was being held on $5,000 bond. And 35-year-old Jamie Lee Peterson of Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday morning on a warrant for failure to appear. Peterson was taken into custody at the Pott County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Our news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.